Hello, and welcome to the Common Geeking Program, a book club or common reading program for geek culture. Each episode, we have a topic that four people discuss from their own geeky, nerdy perspectives. Joining me this episode are...
Hi, my name's Colin. I'm going to be talking about...
What's so funny, Colin?
It's just, I'm trying to make it through this straight shot, all right? One take. They call me One Take. I'm going to be repping... Family Guy, Season 15, Episode 12, Peter's Def Jam.
Fantastic.
Hey, I'm back. Austin here. And today I'm going to be talking about Welcome to Night Vale, a podcast published by Commonplace Books.
Hi, my name's Edward Ryan. And this week I'm going to be repping the Common Geeking. I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm just kidding. That's, I know. That was a joke.
No,
that was a joke.
No, no,
right,
no.
Take two. I mean, take one. Okay, take one. Hi, my name is Edward Ryan, and this week I'm going to be repping the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Yeah, and I am your host, Matt Canavan. For this episode's topic, I selected podcasts. I chose It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia as my domain of knowledge, specifically the episode Max Big Break, which is from Season 6, Episode 4.
Specifically.
Oh, yeah. Did I say that?
No, you did.
No,
but
you didn't.
It's just fun to say. So while we're talking a little bit about just podcasts in general, do you guys want to know how the name Common Geeking Program was chosen?
Because
sure.
It's like Common Reading Program.
But like
for
nobody
geeks.
Knows the term Common Reading Program. Because Jeff was like, I want to make a podcast. And I was like, here's an idea. And he's like, cool. And I was like, I need a name. Well, it's a book club. So I went to thesaurus.com and typed in book club and saw a common reading program. And I was like... cool, that'll do it.
Oh, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is about the worst people ever.
They're all white.
And mm-hmm. That's what it's
true
about.
That.
In the specific episode, two of the characters, Dee and Dennis, they decide to make a podcast because they think that they are the most interesting people in the
world.
I'm
sorry, I need to pause already. Eddie, did you just nonchalantly scoop peanut butter out of a jar with your hand, eat it, close the jar, and put it off screen?
Eddie, I'm allergic to that shit. Don't do that
yes.
to me.
Ah, man, I'm out of crackers. Okay.
So, yeah, they think that they're the most interesting people in the world.
At the 3-minute mark, Dennis says, I feel like our conversation from the last 5 minutes is a lot more interesting than the shit they're talking about in the radio. You kidding me? Just moronic commentary and stupid sound effects. Like us.
Yeah, so then basically they tried to record a podcast, and it kind of goes to shit with people eating crackers into the mic. You know, then they try to talk about technology. Which turns into people...
The big T.
They bring on guests, and they end up talking about how their guest has a cut on his face that looks like a dog's vagina.
Yep.
All right. I want to stop you right now, because before the dog vagina cut, their podcast is strikingly similar to ours. Where they think they're super interesting, and then people are eating crackers.
So anyways, they try to continue with the podcast, and eventually it just kind of spirals out of control with the random sound effects, making fun
Boing.
Of people that they used to sleep with, and, you know, just absolutely being dumb. And I thought that it was, for me personally, this was really nice because it was really set the bar incredibly low. Compared to the quality of our podcast, which is like a million times better.
We are consummate professionals.
Way better. Mark Hamill listens to our podcast.
When I look back on our podcast, I think, wow, we've really have come a long way. Yeah. If you think back to episode one.
Yeah, no.
Remember that really long intro?
We sound pretty good. No, so the Frank.
I have a better mic now.
Everybody keeps coming in with like all these ideas. They're like, let's talk about technology. Oh, let's talk about cricket. And then Frank's like, war. Let's talk about war. This is nothing so controversial and shit. and they're like, yeah, fuck, let's talk about war. And then they immediately start talking about Dee's sex life with Ben the Soldier. And really,
that's
the
true.
Whole point of
yep.
this plot of
yep.
the episode is they started off by saying radio is moronic. And at the end of the show, They dump water on the computer, record it on a tape instead, and have their shitty show and try to give it to a radio host.
Yeah, and they also, you know, they devolve into just, like, throwing out insults and making sound effects with a
Asshole. Granted, that's part of the charm of It's Always Sunny, because literally the end of every episode is them devolving.
Well, that's kind of like the whole point of the episode, is it's just, it's not even like a really serious commentary on anything. It's just saying, like, here's something else that these characters are horrible at, and it's just ironic because they meet the expectation that they didn't want to set for themselves.
Well, I actually think if you look at the broader episode and not just the Dee and Dennis segment, there is a deeper commentary going on.
Do we want to save this for the discussion or what?
I'm not sure.
Put it in your notes and let's save it for the discussion.
Got it. Just listeners, if I don't sound smart later, no, it's Colin's fault.
So the A plot, it's Charlie and Mac are trying to get on a radio station, trying to answer trivia questions about hockey. And somehow in the beginning of it, they take a wild guess and they win. So now they get to go onto a hockey rink and get to play in front of...
Make a slap shot.
Try to win. And if they make the slap shot, then they get to go...
to a beach house party.
Yeah, the beach house
party. It's going to be their big break!
And...
Max's big break.
It is his big break. Hey, that's the episode name.
I just figured it out.
He doesn't want to look like a jabroni.
You're using this word, and it's awesome.
Colin, you're a jabroni.
It's a jabroni is a Japanese person who's really into My Little Pony. Jabroni.
Are you making that up?
Yeah, it doesn't have a lot to do with hockey. That's kind of the joke there, is that Mac doesn't know what words mean.
That's fair.
My little jabroni.
And then the joke there was that I also don't know what words
fair
mean.
Enough. All right. So I'm actually not going to be super helpful recapping the A plot of the hockey thing, because I only took notes on the B plot, which is the podcast thing. I do remember them slapping like a tuna can around on the street, and it's a crushed beer can. Oh,
a crushed up beer bottle.
Okay.
They have a lot of those. And there's also the part where Mac doesn't know how to skate, so they try to teach him how to skate. And
there's a whole training montage.
It's a pretty good training montage,
Push it to the limit
too.
is my new favorite song.
Yeah. My roommate walked in right on the part where he was drinking all the eggs and threw up, and he was like, "What the fuck are you watching?" And I'm like, "Trust me, this is for a good reason." And now that we're recording this, I'm not sure I was right.
So eventually, end of the episode, he goes on ice, and he has this vision where he makes a slap shot, and everyone loves him, and he's a Philly sports legend. And then he wakes up, and he's actually just, like, passed out, and he fell on his ass.
Well, the episode portrays it as he runs out and does this amazing slap shot that blows up the cutout person and everything. So you think that's what's happening, and then he wakes up, and underneath him, falling on the ice, he fell and crushed the tape of the podcast and destroyed the hopes and dreams of Dennis and Dee to be podcast hosts.
I always love when Rickety Cricket gets brought back, because he's just worse and worse off every time.
I feel so bad
He
for
was
him.
A priest when the Honestly, show started out.
He was a priest, yeah. And now he
yeah,
has
he
a,
was.
A cut in his neck that now looks like a dog.
And at this point, this episode is only halfway through what is currently in the series. It keeps getting worse.
All right, so Colin, why don't you talk about Family Guy?
Family Guy. Hold on one sec. 303.
Lucky he's a Family Guy. Lucky he's a Family Guy. All the Zubla can do always seems to make us laugh and cry.
All right, so
he's a Family Guy.
So Family spicy. Guy. All right. So Family Guy is a cartoon on Fox about a family, and there's a guy. And everyone's stupid. It's a sitcom. And the format of the episode typically goes, Peter, the main character, gets distracted by a stupid venture, and then that segues into a much larger plot. And since we're talking about podcasts, There's an episode very recently, 2 weeks ago, in fact, where Peter makes a podcast, and it's that beginning part. So it's not the main plot. It's the beginning part that leads to the main plot, so it's relatively insignificant. But it is spot on with what happens in this Always Sunny episode. So the episode is called Peter's Def Jam, and they're sitting in their booth at the bar, and they ask Joe, the cop, like, hey, do you think homeless people have sex? And he's like, oh, yeah, I break it up all the time. And it's like, anything goes, just anything you can fit under a tarp, basically. And they're just kind of talking about that. And then Peter says, man, you know this rambling, boring conversation filled with already made observations? This could be a podcast. And then they make a podcast. And it cuts back to them at the bar with just a bunch of stuff. And it's like, they have everything set up. And Peter's like, all right, we've got it. We got an idea. We're going to do it. Now, let's do this with the best business model we can come up with. Give it away for free and tell nobody how to find it. Cool? Cool. Let's go.
Hey, that sounds familiar.
So I mean, it's very similarly to, you know, Dennis and Dee and their podcast. This episode is really just serving to sort of like mock the well-known conventions, the negative conventions about making a podcast, because all they do is they start talking and rambling. They play a game, just a yes or no game, where it's like French toast, yes, French fries, yes, French kissing. I don't know, these questions are weird. And then it's like, all right, Peter, no, Cleveland, Velcro shoes, yes or no. It's like, oh boy, man, that's a— and he rambles on for a few hours about Velcro shoes and then answers yes and no. And they're all like, what the fuck? That was awful. You ruined the whole podcast. And then, of course, they just pick— – they still do that as episode one because it was terrible.
Yeah.
I wonder what that's like. And then they just start recording episode two. Now, beyond that, what happens is the podcast goes so badly that Peter tries to play over it with other sounds and makes terrible music and then becomes a DJ. And that's the main plot of the episode. But but the podcast part basically is just reducing that entire B plot from Always Sunny into about 4 minutes and still having the same exact commentary. Because the whole point is just to say, like, hey, podcasts take, like, you know, no effort. There's no creativity. And really,
this is true.
And these characters are just doing it out of sheer egotism, basically. And then in both shows, all they're doing is saying, we think we're great. We think we're better than other people. Let's do this. Now, speaking as, I will still say co-creator, I can see where they're coming from. But the plan was, you know, we as a group, we've done projects in the past, and we kind of just wanted something to work on together. And Jeff was like, I want to do that. And I said, cool.
Are you air quoting groups, projects, or past?
I mean, like, I was more just sitting there with air quoting around hands. Like the we've created. It was going to be more like I was going to cut in there and say that we've like bumblefucked our way through a number of endeavors.
We bumblefucked our way through most of this podcast. We've just finally gotten our shit together, sort
I've
of.
Been perfect.
I mean, we're
I
still
don't know what you're
bumblefucking.
Talking about.
And I can like confirm bees. I am a class A bumblefucker.
Listen, all right, who do you think brings in those 13 listeners, Colin?
Mark Hamill.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true. It's got to be Mark Hamill.
We really
got to
get
dude.
Him as a guest one time.
We'll get him on the next Star Trek episode. But yeah, no, that was— – I have more that I want to say in the discussion. But they're just— – both of these episodes are just very kind of thin, light commentaries on, I think, the negative assumptions of what a podcast is. And they leave a lot untouched because there are some phenomenal podcasts, and our next two domains are about that. So I figure, you know what? Let's move on and talk about some of those. Is that cool with you, Matt?
Yes, absolutely. Let's do
awesome.
It.
Awesome.
Now, I just want to say, I'm very thankful that Austin and Eddie actually have real podcasts that they're talking about. Otherwise, I feel like this Dude. Whole episode would have gone straight down the shitter.
Yep.
I'm gonna be honest, real quick.
There's still time.
I'm gonna be straight with you. I was about, and for the listeners, I'm putting my fingers up with a very small amount of space between them. I was about this far away from just picking Fallout, and when it came to me, just talking about Fallout, nothing to do with podcasts. just because I had no idea what to do, but figured
fair.
It out.
That's fair. That's
all okay. Right, cool. Let's start with Austin.
You could have pulled it.
Yeah, so the podcast that I chose to talk about in this podcast, during which we are supposed to be talking about podcasts, is actually a completely different sort of podcast from the shit that we've been talking about before. There's no commentary, really a narrative thing, because that's fun. Welcome to Night Vale is a fun podcast created by Commonplace Books. Is that actually the name of the company? I don't know. I'm assuming right now. Anyway, so...
unless they're liars, it is.
Okay, I just... It could have been like Common something else.
Common Geeking Program?
Anyway, so it's pretty much a narrative podcast that exists sort of as the radio broadcast for the local radio station for a city in bumfuck Arizona called Night Vale. And it's narrated by this character, Cecil Baldwin, who is who sort of just like tells you the news of Night Vale. And I'm not really sure how I was planning on connecting it to this episode, because once I saw, or like to this idea of podcast at all, because like it's not commentary at all, unless you could speak of it as commentary in a meta way, because he does, Cecil Baldwin talks about the news in Night Vale, even though it's kind of chilling and gothic, modern gothic kind of. It talks a lot about crazy things that happen in Night Vale that don't happen in any other part of the world, and even bringing up
if I could yeah. cut in, I think it does relate, because like what they do in Night Vale is Cecil Baldwin, like, he talks about the crazy stuff happening in Night Vale the same way that we would talk about like some regular ass stuff happening in our regular ass world, you know?
Yeah, but I think
so it's kind of like in just on kind of a surface level thing, because that's not like the main thing that it's about, but it's kind of like absurdist in a sense, where you're listening to him and he's like be careful out there today, the firestorms are raging past the local school, so the kids are gonna go home early or whatever. Like, he just says stuff like that, like, just because it's fictional, like he acts in that fictional world as if it's a real world.
Right. No, it's not because it's fictional. The thing that I'm saying is that what he's trying to do, at the beginning, definitely, he's just like trying to report the news without like commenting on it with his own ideas and stuff. And he does start to do that like in the...
I've only listened to the beginning.
Yeah, in like the mid-50s episodes, he starts like expressing his opinions and stuff, which is rather dangerous if you live in Night Vale. You could get visited by the secret police.
The sheriff's secret police.
Threatened by a shadowy government organization. But I thought it was, for the most part, it seems different, because like the point of these podcasts in which we're just commenting on stuff is to do like more analysis, it seems, where the narrative podcast just seems to be like reporting events of this hypothetical world.
Yeah. And those podcasts can still do a lot to push their medium the same way you'll see in movies or TV shows that often break the fourth wall. I mean, podcasting, even though it's technically a newer medium, is based on older medium, audio only. And it's like, there are still conventions to that, and people have fun breaking those. Most narrative podcasts will find a way to make use of the limitations of the audio format, which is the same thing you'll see in sitcoms. It's like a Hitchcock turn to camera. Like, you're breaking conventions to make a point. And oftentimes those absurdist sort of narratives, I listen to one called the Beef and Dairy Network, which is hysterical. And the Beef and Dairy Network is a similarly just like reporting absurdist stuff in sort of a normal tone in ways that are like supposed to like buck the common perception of like radio.
Yeah, so I don't know. Did we talk about Night Vale?
I thought you explained it pretty well.
I think you did, but I actually we have a couple minutes left, and I've only listened to like one episode. I still don't really get the situation. Like, what is Night Vale, and why is it weird as fuck?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Night Vale. Well, for one thing, time in Night Vale does not function the same way that it does in the rest of the world. So I mean, like, there are some classically like horror elements to Night Vale that exists, like whenever Cecil like mentions or speaks of the station management for the local radio station, some like creepy music comes on and he starts talking about like certain like whispering voices that he hears behind the door to the studio and lights coming out from under it, and like it, weird smells and shit. It's just
aren't
sort of
they
like
tentacle monsters or something?
I mean, implied. There's nothing explicit okay, going it, on. It. It's he's just he tells us about things that
implied
it seems like we're
tentacle
supposed
monsters.
To know. Yeah, that's pretty much.
That sounds like
Bell,
fun,
honestly.
That's I that might
if
be
we had,
all
if
I
we had laughed at that at all, that could have been the title of the episode. But
okay, whatever.
All right.
But also like other they like to talk about like things that we wouldn't normally consider like super strange or creepy in a different way. Like I think that the way there are some beings in Night Vale that call themselves angels and they hang around by this with this character named Old Woman Josie.
Oh yeah.
But the thing
they
is
help
apparently
her change light bulbs.
Yeah, according to Night Vale's like arcane shadowy government, it's like officially understood in Night Vale that angels don't exist. So Cecil always has to refer to the angels as the beings that like the strange winged figures that are friends with that are staying with Old Woman Josie or that are friends with Old Woman Josie or that Old Woman Josie calls angels. And then he always pauses to say, though we know that angels do not exist.
I think old lady Josie, whatever her face, just has some weird fetishes as far as costumes. So
it brings in like other weird little details to make it seem a little more homey, but also like you think that's not normal. Apparently all the angels go by the name Jessica. Sorry, not Jessica, Erica. They all, like, you can just call all of them Erica. And then there's a period in early on where they have there's a mayoral race because, you know, politics that exists in such a city. And the two people running for mayor are the old woman, the faceless old woman who lives, the faceless old woman who secretly lives in your home. And
what?
Hiram McDaniels,
where did this come from?
What?
Okay. Yeah, the faceless old woman
literally
who lives in your home, who secretly dragon. Lives in your home, is a character who speaks occasionally on the podcast, but like it's just always implied that she is a being who is always just out of your ability to perceive her.
So basically, Slenderman.
Sure.
Okay, Eddie, you're up talking about Fallout.
Yep, I'm talking. No, I no. So, I was this topic. I had a hard time deciding what domain to bring. So I was like, wait a minute. I listened to a bunch of podcasts. Let me take a look at those. See if I can talk about any of those today. And I decided I would talk about this podcast called Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Eddie, did I introduce you to that, or did you find it and then?
You did introduce me to it. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Fun fact, Laura from episode 9 introduced that to me.
That's amazing. We should figure out who introduced her to it and have them on as a guest as well.
I'll text her later.
Okay, cool. So let me give you a quick rundown of Hello from the Magic Tavern. So Hello from the Magic Tavern
about
is
a year and 9 months ago and some change.
All right, so yeah, if you listen to it, that will have been funny. If you don't, it will seem like Colin is just cutting me off. All right, anyway, so
shocker.
So there's this guy named Arnie Niekamp, and he works at
he's
Jackbox
a real person.
Games. Yeah, he's a real person. He makes the Jackbox Party Pack game. Well, he does it. He works at the place that makes those. He works at a game, you know, studio. So he is the host of this podcast. So here's basically the rundown. At some point, many, many episodes ago, before episode 1, he fell into a portal behind a Burger King into a magical, fantastical land known as Foon.
It's kind of like Narnia or Middle Earth or something like that.
I hate it when that
something like
happens.
That. And he luckily had his podcast with him. His podcasting equipment, excuse me. He luckily had his podcasting equipment with him. So since he had no way home, what he decided to do was, since he was still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King, he decided to record a podcast every week in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur.
In the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon.
In the land of Foon, so that he could let people of Earth know what happened to him, you know, where he went, and that this alternate dimension exists with this magical land and these magical creatures. Huh. So he's got two co-hosts, Chunt, who is a shapeshifter.
Oh, yeah, baby. Fun fact, and people at work call me Chunt, and someone called me that in front of a customer, and it did not go well.
That's really funny.
Who was it?
It was Luke.
I knew it.
So,
wait, Eddie, do you know the other co-host's name?
Yes, I do, Colin. All right, Colin likes this podcast too much. Maybe he should have repped it.
Maybe I should have. I'm going to stop.
Because I feel like a lot of what Colin's saying right now is not going to appear in the podcast and is instead going to be edited in sound clips.
Probably.
Because he's just quoting all the most characters.
Likely. I am.
So you can cut this part, Matt, and then I'll get back to the summary. Okay, so he's got two co-hosts who are from this magical land, obviously. And there's Chunt, who's a shapeshifter, who's most often in the form of a badger.
Okay.
And then there's
Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ophidius, master of light and shadow,
manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know him as Fiang Yalik, the dwarves know him as Zonin and Hugstangis, and in the northeast he is known as Gaswanus Maestar, and he has other secret names which you may or may not know.
Such portent and power. There's a lot of those. Okay, I'm done. I just need that out of my system. I think I'm done.
Thank you, Colin.
So I think we have a new our podcast title, guys.
Is it all of Usador's name? Because we also forgot Biscuit, Meniscus, and Dale Sprinklesleeves.
So then it's the three of them. And generally, every week, they'll have one or two guests on who, you know, are all sorts of magical creatures ranging from, you know, goblins to... little tiny pigs with wings that flutter around. And then they have, like, actors and knights and, you know, royalty and all that kind of stuff. You know, they have all these magical people on the podcast. And basically, you know, Arnie, he records this podcast every week and he sends it, he uploads it so that people can hear it and know what's going on in Foon and where he went. But then there's something a little fishy going on behind the scenes on Hello from the Magic Tavern. At the beginning,
Burger King
and
started selling fish sandwiches.
Yep, at the beginning and end of each episode, there's this mysterious man whose voice comes on to inform you that the podcast that you're listening to is not real and is in fact fictional and is not proof of alternate dimensions or realms with magical creatures. The way that – so that's kind of the setup for the podcast. But then the way they make it is kind of like any other podcast, except within this fictional world framing device. So, you know, they'll have a guest on every week. They've got, like, the set hosts, and there's a guest every week, and they just talk about stuff that's going on in the land of Foon, you know? And so it's kind of the same kind of commentary podcast that they try and do on – this episode of Always Sunny or on that episode of Family Guy. And like that's, you know, I assume I'm going to get more into the discussion thing, but that's the basic summary. And it's really interesting because it's like this whole fictional thing where, but it's done the same way that like a regular real world podcast would be done. So that's kind of why I wanted to bring that here today.
So, now we're going to seamlessly transition into the discussion. So, my first question is for Austin and Eddie specifically.
Specifically.
Although Colin can obviously comment, which I know he will.
Nah, I think I'm going to go take a dump. Yeah.
So, how does the fact that it's a podcast and it's limited to only audio really affect, I guess, the story that's trying to get across?
Well, if I could go ahead and go first, I assume Austin will have some similar things to say, but I'm gonna say some stuff.
Okay.
No, so I assume Austin will have some similar points, but he'll probably have some different ones as well. I think one of the strengths for Hello from the Magic Tavern, in being audio only, is that because it exists in this magical, fantastical world. What they can do is have all these, you know, magic creatures and, you know, exist and have all these amazing things happen and just tell us about them and put in sound effects that sound like those things instead of actually having to visually represent them. So, for example, one of the co-hosts of the podcast, Chunt, he's a shapeshifter and, oftentimes he is a badger. But the guy who plays him is not a badger. He's a dude.
I feel like that's just miscasting, really.
That's true. That's true. How they should have gotten a talking
shapeshifter
badger
that can't shift shapes.
That's true.
How do you get a badger?
So then, you know, on you know, when Shunt is a badger or when he's an alligator, we can just be told that. And
he's a crocodile.
Sorry, when Shunt's a badger, when he's a crocodile, we can just be told that, and then we can picture it in our mind instead of, like, you know, seeing some guy in, like, a weird, like, badger outfit.
Now, just to interject real quick, how do they say that he's, like, a badger or a crocodile?
They just tell us.
They
just tell us.
They're just like, oh, he's a crocodile today.
Yeah, well, so Shunt, like, walks in that episode, he comes in and Arnie's like, whoa, Shunt, you're looking different today. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, decided to change things up a little bit, you know. And then Arnie's like, for the listeners, Shunt is now a crocodile, you know, because they know that they're recording audio.
Right. Okay, just curious.
Yeah, and then other things like that as well, like the wizard character can cast spells and, you know, they can just make sound effects for those and tell us what happened. And they can have, like, these creatures like goblins and stuff like that on. So I think that's really a strength of Hill from the Magic Tavern being audio only. And I assume that works for Night Vale as well. And Austin probably has some other interesting points to bring in that I didn't bring up.
You would think at first that the limitation of only being able to use audio would be something of a weakness for podcasts, especially something like Night Vale, where, like, it's trying to give you, like, this aura of suspense and surrealism. Yeah. That one. Good. Surrealism. That's a word that I know and use. but, like, since they're trying to portray, like, all of these otherworldly events and things happening, you'd think, that would be a little bit hard to do with only your voice and some stuff. But I think it's actually one of their greatest strengths, because how they do it is oftentimes tied to our expectations of things as listeners who may or may not, but who always have some kind of familiar with radio as a format. So the main thing that I was thinking of in relation to this question was that Cecil Baldwin talks to the listeners sometimes about the radio station's cat named Kaushik. And, like, when he first introduces Kaushik, you're like, oh, yeah, they just got a cat. And then he elaborates a little bit, and you slowly learn that this cat is
different.
Yes, different. The cat levitates at a fixed point in space in the men's room, I think it was, or bathroom. I'm not sure if they're gender neutral or whatever.
Did you just assume that bathroom's gender?
No, it's not about the bathroom's gender. It's about the radio station people, you know? Oh my god. But so you're like, okay, that's really weird, but it sounds pretty plausible for a Night Vale. I mean, crazy shit's happening. But then at a later point, Cecil Baldwin has you listen to a recording of the cat's meow, the sound that the cat makes. And honestly, if I weren't talking about a cat, I wouldn't describe it as a meow at all. It's a horrifying, monstrous, digitized, like, strange roaring noise. And you're like, oh, sound from the deep. Yeah, I mean, you could probably search for it and edit it into the podcast so it would have a better.
Yeah, but I want to hear you try to imitate it.
Just like, but like more digital than that.
I'm glad we're not devolving to the sound effects, you know, habits of D or anything. That would be too low.
But no, so like what it does is it. Then you think, oh my god, what if everyone in Night Vale is talking about this crazy monster that they think is a cat, and it's actually just some eldritch horror that I have no idea about because they live in a completely different world from me. And, like, it constantly uses the whole medium to, like, shake your expectations about what they're talking about in this relatively familiar format. It's really fun. I love it.
That's like in books, how when books are written, you know, like in The Giver, how they write the whole book and you don't know there's no color. And then suddenly they're like, it's red, because they can talk around it because you don't have all the information.
Fuck.
Right. Well there is
I'm not
color.
Saying you have to like the.
Colin,
I'm not saying.
Colin, there is color.
They can't see the
color. No, they can see the colors. They don't know what colors are.
Fair. Okay. There you go. Fine. But like that's what I'm saying is because you don't have all the information in front of you. You kind of have to build it out, and then playing with those expectations makes it compelling. if you like The Giver, which apparently Austin does not like The Giver.
Eh.
My next question is, since it's a listening-only medium regarding podcasts, do you think it kind of limits the viewership to people who are only more imaginative, in a sense?
I would like to actually jump on this. I picked the episode of Family Guy because the commentary that these episodes make on podcasts is pretty superficial. They basically establish a checklist of things that everybody might assume about podcasts, you know. Just talking about random shit. All you need is a computer. Doesn't matter who you get it to. And it's like every white dude has one. And, like, I forget, there's a sitcom I heard that on, and then as I was making Common Geeking Program with Jeff, and I was like, oh, shit. But, like, the whole commentary they have is just looking at it as, like, yes, a sort of unimaginative thing. People satisfying their egos and entertaining themselves and thinking that because they enjoy it, everybody else will. And what I really enjoyed about these
episodes – kind of the same thing that happens in It's Always Sunny as well. Between
exactly.
Dennis and Dee. Yeah.
And that's the whole point that they're trying to make. And I feel like they purposely leave out the things that are compelling about podcasts, which is the creative storytelling stuff that Eddie and Austin were just talking about. With Hello from the Magic Tavern, just trying to understand how they adhere to the world building, the loose world building they've done is – it's hard to comprehend for me sometimes because there's so much of it. And it's all made up.
So if you, like I did – jumped on the Hello from the Magic Tavern train a little late, and you binged a lot of it.
Yep.
They break from the world building a
they
little
do.
Bit.
They do, like for sure. But I mean, even so, there's still a lot of continuity.
There's
something
a lot,
that's all made up, and I don't think that it requires you to have necessarily a crazy active imagination. But I almost think of it kind of like I just said with Austin, almost akin to books. And I mean, you can take books and make them audio books. And it's more or less the same thing where it's not giving you all the information like a movie, and it's not demanding your participation like a game. It's giving you some stuff and asking you to supplement the rest. And if you're not imaginative, maybe it's not as good for you. But honestly, if you're not coming at it from the angle that Peter and Dennis and Dee are coming at it from, I think you're going to have a good time.
The first half of what you said, Colin, kind of relates back to something that I wanted to say, and the reason I picked Hello from the Magic Tavern for this episode of the podcast. And I said this before a bit more fairly intelligently, so hopefully I'll do the point justice. The point I wanted to make was that the Always Sunny episode that Matt had us watch this week, both the A and the B plot, I feel like had some interesting parallels with which created like an overall theme for the episode. Where in the Dee and Dennis plot, where they make a podcast, like they think like, oh, we're really interesting. We have really intelligent things to say and people are going to care about it. They're going to want to listen to what we have to say. That's why we should have a podcast. And then they start making the podcast and they don't have interesting things to say at all. And they don't bring intelligent discussion at all. And their one audience member, Frank, he doesn't give a shit about what they have to say. All the people listening to them, which is one person, but all the people listening to them don't care at all. And with Mac and his big break, he's thinking like, okay, I'm going to make this slap shot and everybody's going to love me. I'm going to be a Philadelphia sports legend. I'm going to go to this beach house party and meet celebrities. And this is my big break. You know, I'm going to become famous. I'm going to become a star. You know, but in reality, nobody cares if he made the shot or not. If he had made it, they would have gone, oh, cool, that guy made that shot. And if he didn't make it, like Charlie, you know, takes the shot for him when he falls on his face. And
yeah,
he
also, they didn't
it.
Even – sorry, they didn't even care that he fell on his face. They, like, let him lie on the ice while Charlie took the shot.
Yeah. But what I will say is that actually that was actually kind of the only point where they did care about Mac was that he fell on his face and they could, you know, show that clip over and over and over again and add sound effects to it and make fun of him.
I took note of that too, that it's like they were using similar sound effects
at
that point.
And Dee and Dennis kind of come to the same conclusion with their podcast where the people listening, Frank, only start to give a shit when they kind of, you know, devolve their podcast like we were talking about before into just insults and sound effects. So when they bring the waitress on and they insult her and they dump water on her head and they just hit the sound effect buttons over and over again on the soundboard, Frank is cracking up and he's loving it. when they're doing what they think is intelligent and interesting, nobody cares. And I think that the reason I want to talk about Hello from the Magic Tavern is in that Arnie, the host of the podcast, when he fell into that magical portal into Foon, he left a wife and a child behind, you know, and a job and friends and everything. And he can't get back to them, and he's making the podcast partially at the beginning.
He didn't send one email
to let them know that he's a bad guy, to let them know what happened to him, right? But nobody cares. Like, we had an episode recently with Arnie's wife on it. She's like, it takes place in the real world. She's hosting like a local radio show or something.
The Wiccan Knitting Hour.
Yep, they talk about magic and knitting. And she's on there, and she's like, oh, yeah, my husband did disappear 2 years ago. Totally forgot about that. Whatever. He was fat, you know? And it's like it's the same kind of thing. He's making this podcast, and nobody cares, you know? Nobody's trying to get to this magical world of Foon, you know? Nobody cares about his adventures. And in Hello from the Magic Tavern, it's just kind of like a side joke thing. But I think it's kind of more of the point in the Family Guy episode, like Colin was saying, and in the Always Sunny episode that Matt had us watch this week, where anybody can have a podcast, you know, and a lot of people do. Like everybody has started a podcast, but started it, you know? Yeah. A lot of times is people will start a podcast or something similar. It could be applied to many kinds of creative projects, but they'll start a podcast and they'll think they're doing something really interesting and exciting that people are going to want to listen to.
I just kind of want to talk a little bit about this podcast in particular. There was one when Peter first says, let's do a podcast in the Family Guy episode, Joe is like, don't you have to be a computer whiz to do that? And Peter says, no, anybody can do it. We're anybody. Let's do it. And it's kind of continuing the commentary that, yeah, anyone can do it. And a lot of people do. And like hear all the bad things with podcasts. Coming back to how we formed this one, again, I mentioned earlier that Jeff and I, we were looking for something to kind of keep us working together as a group. You know, we're all kind of in different places at this point, and it's nice to be able to have something to work at. And we were always kind of like, we don't know how this is going to work. I've planned in my head, like, who might leave or who might not be able to do what.
It's like a
long-distance
relationship, but it's like polyamory.
Yes, exactly.
Works with that.
And you're all fiercely attractive. But it's
whole new meaning.
probably the biggest note that I took in the Max Big Break episode was the whole podcast was built around egotism and the fact that they were trying to entertain themselves and satisfy themselves. And, you know, they didn't really get anywhere with it. Their tape got smashed on Max's face on the ice and they just didn't care because there was nothing behind it. And I think if you're going to create content, you can't be in it for yourself. Even if you do have selfish goals, there's got to be some sort of passion or willingness to share something or impart information or care or narrative. And the reason that we made this podcast was because, one, we wanted to do something together. It wasn't about me saying, oh, let me fucking flex my, you know,
creative genius.
Yeah, my creative genius on this shit. That's not what it was. The reason I'm so happy making this podcast is, no, we don't have a crazy amount of listeners, but we're always trying to talk about stuff that we care about and stuff that we think other people will find interesting. And the format has been built in a way so that anybody can jump in and that you don't have to listen to the whole thing. You can pick an episode and listen and leave. Like, we just want to share information and work with each other to make something. And as long as you're coming at something from that angle, I think you're going to have something good.
It actually reminds me of a story arc in Welcome to Night Vale, where there is where Night Vale is taken over by this outside corporation, Strex Corp, located in a nearby rival town called Desert Bluffs, or so it seems.
Oh, fucking Desert Bluffs, man.
Right. And so, like, in Night Vale, Cecil Baldwin, he records the whole event. He talks about, like, how the conflict between Strex Corp and, like, the militia of middle schoolers from Night Vale who resist them. And they fight with knowledge and books that they stole from the local library and whatever. There's a lot of guerrilla warfare shit going on. But, like, at the end of that little part of the story, Cecil says like that what he's been doing in commenting on the events and what everyone else in Night Vale has been doing by listening has amounted to nothing on their part, and no one's engaged in any real activity. And so like he feels like it's in some way it's kind of a waste. But as long as people actually respond to the information that is being conveyed and they're changed a little bit for it, then there is hope for the future. So like it's not really relevant to what we're doing because I don't think that we're saving anybody, but it could be nice, you know, to think of it that way.
Okay, so now we're going to smoothly transition into the ratings
smoothly,
piece.
Smoothly.
I think that was exactly what he should have said.
So, this is the part where I'm going to ask each rep to review the topic, which is the episode of It's Always Sunny, Max Big Break. So, on a rating of 1 to 5 beer can hockey pucks, what would you rate this episode at?
Wait, am I going first?
No, Austin's first.
Yeah.
No, wait, Colin's
no.
first. Yeah,
yeah,
Colin,
I'm first.
Austin, Eddie. Goddamn,
son of a bitch.
I'm sorry, big I just old, like Austin more.
Big old dog vagina over there. I am a big, big fan of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I like it a lot. I haven't been watching the current season, but, I really love how almost all its concepts are just about taking things out of pop culture and... usually reversing them and flipping them on their heads, which is in and of itself not a landmark thing, but they do it smartly and they have a charming cast. And they did a good job with podcasts in this one. I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 beer can hockey pucks because it's very good. I like it. It made me laugh a lot.
Yes. Awesome. Austin.
Yeah, so, you know, it was a pretty funny episode. I've seen some of Always Sunny, but not all of it, so you know, I don't know if I have, like, the best mind.
So for you, it's only sometimes sunny in Philadelphia.
But on the other hand, maybe knowing less of the show is better for being able to judge a single episode. So anyway, I'd say 3 out of 5 because, like, it did seem pretty funny, and the plot points were all confused, but had something of a little A and B plot lines interweaving. It was a pretty fun time, but yeah. Also, you know, sometimes I was just sitting there like, "What the fuck?" Which is pretty standard for Always Sunny. So still, yeah, standard. Median score. Medium.
It always just kind of adds to the charm of the show for me, honestly.
Yeah, no, certainly. That's definitely a fine way to approach it. 3 out of 5, hockey puck.
So I think it's a... I also, like Colin, really enjoy Always Sunny, and I've seen damn near all of it. But so that, I think that makes it a little hard to judge just a single episode. But I'm going to try to. I think I'm going to have to give it... I think I'm gonna have to give it 4 out of 5 crushed beer can hockey pucks, because if I was judging it, you know, with the show, I would say it's probably one of the like not as strong episodes because it's not as like big as a lot of them. But as a standalone, right. It's very funny, and I liked the commentary it made on podcasts and on radio.
Okay, so now this is the part where I get to pick the Gold Star Student or the Golden Podcat Award. So this goes to the person who best represented, understood, or related their domain to the topic. And I'm going to give it to, drumroll please. Okay, you can stop now. I'm going to give it to Eddie Ryan. I really liked how...
He kept us here for like an extra 40. Was he so good that he undoes the massive technical difficulty?
What technical difficulty?
You son of a bitch, Matt. You're retconning him to victory.
No, I thought he did a very good job tying in everything together and also relating it to our podcast as well.
He did a good job of talking.
But
almost.
You guys... Well, eh.
Hey, well, Colin, that's because I had more to say. If I could make my acceptance speech, I'll do it short and sweet. I'd just like to say I'm batting 1,000 for Gold Star Student Awards. Saying that is probably going to mean I won't get any more. But I'm 3 for 3, bitches. Come at me.
Well, that about wraps it up. Again, I'm Matt Canavan, and this week's topic was podcasts and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Max Big Break. You can check it out on Netflix or FXX. Our next episode will be hosted by Austin Liebers, where he'll be talking about lore and reading a legend of Tolkien's Middle-earth called Ainulindale. I totally butchered that. Be sure to read up before it airs next week on April 14th. If any of you want to contact us, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Geeking Program, or email us at commongeekingprogram@gmail.com. If you're listening on iTunes, leave a review. It's a great way for more people to find our show, as is recommending us to friends. If you want to know more, please go to commongeekingprogram.com. Thank you. This episode of the Common Geeking Program was hosted by Matt Canavan, joined by Colin Wants-A-Cracker Ketchin, Austin I Recorded This in a Fucking Cave Liebers, and Eddie Fallout Ryan. This episode is sponsored by non-existent technical difficulties. They didn't happen, and you can't prove anything. The podcast is created and produced by Colin Ketchin and Jeff Levitt, with this episode edited by me, Matt Canavan, and featuring original music by Colin Ketchin. If you like the show, follow us, tell your friends, or leave us a review on iTunes. We hope you tune in for the next episode, and thank you for listening to this.
Strength of Hill from the Magic Tavern being audio only, and I assume that works for Night Vale as well, and Austin probably has some other interesting points to bring in that I didn't bring up.
I mean, honestly... Did that get caught on audio? Who was that?
What are we laughing about?
Either Matt or fart. Colin farted.
No.
Okay, so wait, either no, Matt or wait. Matt farted.
I would own up to that shit. You know I would.
Wait, who farted?
I have a rubber band, and I was playing with it on the desk, and it made a fart noise. And I didn't intend for this to happen.
We've had,
and I didn't know that you guys heard it, which is why I was confused about what we were laughing about.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I want to hear more about Austin's thing.